9/11 Remembered. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Sunday marking 21 years since the 9/11 terror attacks. President Biden participating in a wreath-laying ceremony at the Pentagon at 9:37 a.m. Sunday morning, the exact time the first plane crashed into the World Trade Center. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson reports.
In his address, the president honored the 184 people killed here at the Pentagon, Al-Qaeda's third target 21 years ago.
The American story itself changed that day, but what we did change, what we will not change, what we cannot change, never will, is the character of this nation that the terrorists thought they could wound.
As has become the tradition over the past 21 years, a giant American flag was unfurled this morning at sunrise.
Flight 77 had 64 people on board when it crashed into the west side of the Pentagon after it was hijacked by five Al-Qaeda terrorists. With the midterm elections less than 2 months away, South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott telling Fox News Sunday what issues matter most to voters.
The economy, inflation, and gas prices are the top three issues. And without any question, the social issues certainly presents an opportunity for us to have a conversation with the American people about what matters to them and how we should approach that issue.
Democrats say the reversal of Roe versus Wade will drive voters to the polls and allow Democrats to maintain control of Congress. Oil industry analyst and publisher of the Lundberg Survey, Trilby Lundberg, discusses the continuing decrease in gas prices.
Gasoline prices fell another 12 cents per gallon in the past 2 weeks. The average is now $3.85 for regular grade at retail.
The average price of gas in the U.S. is still 61 cents higher than a year ago. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The late Queen Elizabeth offered much support to the U.S. following the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Fox's Karen McHugh has the report.
It was 2 days after the terror attacks of September 11, 2001. With the U.S. and much of the world still reeling from the shock, the leader of one of our staunchest allies displayed her independent streak. Her Majesty broke with tradition. In a show of solidarity with her nation's wounded ally, she ordered the Coldstream Guards to play the Star-Spangled Banner during the traditional changing of the guard ceremony at Buckingham Palace as a tribute to the thousands of innocent lives lost on that tragic day.
A Virginia restaurant's 9/11 tribute backfires. Fox's Ted Lindner with the story.
The clubhouse at Acquia Harbor in Stafford County, located about an hour outside of Washington, D.C., released the menu last week that featured items like first responder flatbread, 9/11 oysters, and Pentagon pie. George White, a manager at the restaurant, said in a Facebook post his intention was to bring attention to that horrific day 21 years ago, but eventually apologized after facing backlash on social media. The menu was taken down and has since been replaced by a seafood Sunday menu with football-themed meals instead.
A new era in men's tennis might have begun Sunday at the U.S. Open.
For 2 weeks, Carlos Alcaraz electrified fans at the Billie Jean King National Tennis Center in New York, and on Sunday, he capped it off with a four-set win over Norway's Casper Ruud in the final.
Carlos Alcaraz arrives at his destiny, a major champion.
That final on ESPN, Alcaraz's first ever Grand Slam title, makes the 19-year-old the youngest man ever to be ranked number one in the world. He's the youngest Grand Slam winner since fellow Spaniard Rafael Nadal won the French Open at 19 in 2005. The last 19-year-old to win the U.S. men's title was Pete Sampras in 1990.
That's Fox's Tim McMaster. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.